106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Bluestem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, December 14th. And right now, 34 degrees on our way to 54 before it is all said and done. And very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Scott Berenheide. That means we're talking wreaths across America and the memorial service that is slated for this Saturday. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right. So is everything ready to go for a Saturday morning, 11 o'clock sharp?
Absolutely. I got the wreath delivered to my house on Friday, and I'm finishing the preparations for those today. Meeting with Brenda out at the cemetery today as well, our final preparations, and we're good to go.
All right, well, let's talk about specifically wreaths across America and your ceremony that will be happening Saturday, Scott.
Okay. Wreaths across America, of course, is a annual event. It's a mission. It's to remember the fallen, honor those that serve and their families, and to teach the next generation the value of freedom. So it's not just a one-day event. This is a year-long, all-year-long mission that Wreaths Across America has. And bringing it to Emporia is dear to my heart. And I'm doing everything I can to make them proud.
Speaking of that here, Scott, talk a little bit about the initial, you know, I guess, conversations that you've had with others across the community and the other support that you're gaining here for what's going to be taking place Saturday. And then we can talk about kind of those big push plans that you have for next year and years beyond.
Well, I've had great support from the community so far. Of course, this year we're just doing the ceremony, so we're going to present a wreath for each military service. So we'll be presenting 9 wreaths. At the ceremony. The ceremony is open to the public. It's at 11 o'clock. So we're only doing the 9, so it should only last about 45 minutes, roughly.
So you're going about 45 minutes total, so roughly 4 to 5 minutes per, what, military service branch? Is that the way this is going to work out?
Well, it's going to be a full program, so we're going to have multiple color guards presenting the colors. We're going to sing the national anthem. We're going to present each wreath. We're going to play taps. I got some awesome trumpet players for taps. We're going to have some dignitaries, not just present, but also speaking as well. Some local and state dignitaries will be present for that. We'll also have a booth set up or a table set up so people can get, we'll have more information right there. Literature about Wreaths Across America and our mission, and also an opportunity to start sponsoring wreaths for us for 2024.
Yeah, this will be at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery this Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock sharp, and the public is invited and, quite frankly, encouraged to attend. And, Scott, next year, you're kind of laying the groundwork for what is going to be quite a program next year. How many wreaths are you looking or hoping to place next year out at Maplewood Memorial Lawn?
Correct. Currently, our veteran count is at 1,588. So between now and December 14th of next year, of course, we know that that'll increase. So So we're looking at placing a wreath at each one. So right at 1,600 is my, not my goal, of course, that, yeah. but that's my assumption of what we will be close to next year.
And would all those be a Maplewood Memorial Lawn, or would those be, I guess the better term would be maybe be more scattered across the cemeteries that are right now here in Emporia and immediately surrounding the city?
Well, currently Maplewood is my only participating location. So everything will be happening at Maplewood Memorial Lawn. If I branch out to other cemeteries, I can do that. Or other people could come along and become location coordinators as well through Wreath Across America and do the same programs at any cemetery.
Well, Scott, if people are interested in learning more about Wreath Across America and would like to support, what a wonderful cause to salute our veterans who gave so much, how can they do that?
There's a couple different ways. You can go to the wreathsacrossamerica.org website, and so much information on there. That's how I'm learning. That's where I learn from it. And if you want to donate just to us, you can go to their website, and under volunteer or support, you can type in KSMMLC for location, and it'll actually bring up a map. And currently there are right around 50 cemeteries in the state of Kansas that are participating locations. So you can go, like I said, type in KSMMLC, and that's our cemetery. And you can sponsor a wreath to us, or you can sponsor a wreath to any cemetery that's a participating location.
Gotcha. Scott, once we're done this weekend, I guess, how soon do you really start ratcheting up what's going to be taking place here for next year? Is that going to be one of those things where you get through Christmas and then you really start making a hard push, or are you going to wait until maybe a bit later in the year?
I've already started.
Already good? I get that.
We have Wreath Across America has an awesome support chain. We have liaisons that are direct in contact with us coordinators, and email and phone 24/7 pretty much. Plus, we can go straight to Wreaths Across America for assistance. There are so many different avenues that they are helping us coordinators make sure that the events go off without a hitch. It's just awesome.
Well, it's this Saturday at the Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. Where exactly in the cemetery will this be taking place, Scott?
Okay, we will be in this what they call the South Lawn, which is the grass area between the cemetery and Prairie Street. So look for all the flags, parking within the cemetery and on Prairie Street. And we'll be set up pretty early, but yeah, the call to order is at 11 o'clock.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Scott, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning before we wrap things up and get ready for Saturday?
I just want to thank everybody for their support. This is new to me. It's new to the community, and I've had 100% support and from the beginning, and I know it's going to continue throughout the years. It's just great that we're bringing this to Emporia.
It certainly is. Thanks for all you're doing, Scott. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Ron and Chuck. We'll see you, and it's going to be a good day.
It will be. Thanks, Scott. Day. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Scott.
Right, bye, guys.
Yeah, Scott Berenheide, lead organizer, Wreaths Across America at the Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery, 11 o'clock. Chuck, this Saturday.
Okay, and a busy weekend, too, so we'll be having news coverage on this story and others coming this weekend here on KVUE and KVUE.com. Want to let you know, if you want to have an event or an activity highlighted pre-Thanksgiving in the 720 slot, you have one slot available.
And pre-Christmas, maybe?
Pre-Christmas, yes. Yes. I didn't even know what I said.
You frightened me there.
Pre-something there. But we only have one newsmaker spot available before Christmas, and it's on the 22nd. So it's a week from tomorrow. All the newsmaker spots for next, or newsmaker twos, the 820s, are full as well. So we're already going to newsmaker threes if needed here for next week. If you want one of those, though, let us know, and we can start shoehorning you in. 620-342-1400, or just send us an email to kvue@kvue.com. Our newsmaker guest tomorrow is David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. We'll be talking about construction updates and also a couple of animal updates at the zoo getting into Christmas.
Always good to talk to Lisa. Our newsmaker this morning, Primetime Newsmaker, brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. MRSK Buildings, Jeff Hodges, 340-7732. 728, 34 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Reynolds and Liquor Eye Physicians and Surgeons is looking to add a full-time ophthalmic technician and a receptionist.